Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
How much credit do you give Quinn taking over those duties for the defense playing a lot better as opposed to other variables out of their control, like the fact that Tua is not as good as the other quarterbacks or the Dolphins weren't as good as the other teams that they were playing? Which was more important in the game?
To me, a bigger sample will really tell the tale of the tape here. I'm skeptical that a massive improvement happened week over week. Simply because Dan Quinn was talking to the same players using ostensibly the same defense and maybe a couple different calls. I think they played more zone. I haven't seen numbers to support that. It just felt that way to me, where they maybe took some stuff away. But I saw the big puncturing plays. I saw the easy runs on the first drive. I saw the easy pitch and catches. I saw all the easy stuff before Miami would kind of sabotage and then Washington would step up and make a play, bend but don't break style towards the red zone. It didn't feel like a great defensive awakening. And I know not to expect that because they were so terrible that any modicum of decency would look remarkable given the previous month plus. But to me, this was more bad Dolphins and question Dolphins, like, what are you doing a couple different times than it was a renaissance. If I get something similar against an offense that can be had at times in Denver after this bye week, I'll go, you know what? This Dan Quinn makeover was for real. I'll eat my words. But to me, if I'm building a pie, the far bigger slice was Miami's, I would say, incompetent self-sabotage and their own kind of screw-ups than it was Washington being great on defense.
I think this is why it's a good debate. Because it's irrefutable that some of the pie that you're referencing, those ingredients include Miami's not the Lions.
Right.
They're not the Seahawks when they were cooking in Landover that night. And Tua's not those quarterbacks. But they definitely played better
on
defense.
There's no question they did.
They tackled a lot better in space than they have in weeks. They rushed the quarterback more effectively, especially on third down, than they have in a while. They covered better. There were not wide receivers running free deep in this game. The Dolphins really didn't try to push the ball down the field but once, and it was a near interception into double coverage, if you remember, when Waddle down inside the 10-yard line had defenders on both sides of him. There are so many weeks as the year's gone on where that's just a wide-open throw and a pitch-and-a-catch touchdown because there's bad communication and a bust on the back end. Didn't happen in this game. If you look at the explosives, Tua to Waddle, catch and run for 31, missed tackle by Quan Martin where a friendly fire takes out one of his own teammates. That play got him benched, by the way. So that was shouldn't have been 31. It was a missed tackle that allowed that to happen. But otherwise, there's only two plays over 20 yards. And one of them was the first run of the game by Devin Achane. Or one of his first runs of the game, I should say. The other was a pass from Tua to Achane for 22 yards that happened second and 10 from the 46 in the fourth quarter. So I just thought this was a much more buttoned-up performance. Now, is that because Dan Quinn was calling plays? That's the question at 800-636-1067. Here's some numbers, by the way, to back up them being better. Because there's someone listening, I'm sure, right now going, they weren't that good. That's probably true. This is a low bar here. But they only gave up 3 third-down conversions, best they've done in 5 weeks. They held Miami to 142 net passing yards, the best they've done since last season. Two turnovers on downs in a game, first time since week 6, 2023. Three sacks in a game for the first time in a month. Two sacks in the first half, first time in 6 weeks. Held an opponent under 150 net yards passing for the first time since week 8 of 2024. So these are all things they have not been doing, and they did them in this game.
There's no question that happened. So there is something to it, right? There, to say it's all one or the other, I think, is folly. That's, again, kind of what makes this a fun discussion. But just to pretend, no, it's all because Miami stunk. I don't think I'm doing that. I don't think anybody should be doing that. And also to pretend, see, that's all it took. Dan Quinn's a genius that just had to get back to calling the defenses, and then they tackled better. I think that's probably folly, too. The truth is probably somewhere in between. You saw, though, those big gash plays where it looked so – where Miami could have – like, McDaniel could have called any thing he wanted on that play sheet, on that first drive, and they were going to get 15 yards. He, oops, I meant to run left. Didn't matter. He was still going to go. Oh, I meant to throw it to Waddle, and it didn't matter. They were marching down the field. They stalled out. Again, Washington deserves some credit, right? They're not going up against air. But so to me, if there's a larger sample kind of post-bye week where you get something similar, again, I think the idea of good defense is out of the realm of possibility. I'm not banking on that this year. But like this, where it's not an embarrassment, where they're not giving up 40, where they're not giving up 500-plus yards and a team takes their foot off the gas in the middle of the third quarter. If I get that a second straight week with the bye week in between, I'll kind of go, you know what? I'll revamp my view now and turn up my Dan Quinn made a difference fader. It's still now, it exists. It's reading.
Yeah, you
it's
need
probably
to add,
in the 30s or 40s now. It'll go up into the 50s.
We'll get more info. That's why I'm trying to figure that out now. Because
yep.
I'm trying to guess at this like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I am also totally aware that Tua Tagovailoa, who's a flawed quarterback, is not Dak Prescott. Who, by the way, Dak, I thought on Monday Night Football last night, lit up the Raiders, was in complete control, looked very, very sharp. There's a mastery of that offense with the continuity with him and so many of his teammates with Dallas right now. And I know there have been different iterations, versions of that offense as they've gone from Garrett to McCarthy to Schottenheimer, but it's very similar structure for him. And if you can just play in the same offense with a lot of the same key pieces around you for many years, you're going to get better and better and better. And you can see that with Dak, who's putting up MVP-caliber numbers this year. Also with that Cowboys offense from last night, by the way, George Pickens, what a season he's having.
Yep.
He is an absolute problem. This is not a guy that I would ever want on my team because I view him to be, you know, a volatile, mercurial kind of head case of a player.
But when it works.
Yelling at teammates and coaches. So when I say he's a problem for defenses, he's also occasionally a problem in his own building. And I would just miss on guys like this because I wouldn't want to get into the business and you get to have him. I don't. Because right now, it's 72 and sunny. He's been incredible, but he was uncoverable last night. He completely took over that game. He was dominant for the Cowboys, blowing out the Raiders.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm surprised it's gotten that he's still in honeymoon phase. I don't know. I would have thought right around now was meltdown time. And I thought we had that. First possession, he and CeeDee Lamb aren't in the game because of some sort of violation that Brian Schottenheimer hasn't gone into, unless I missed it, what the actual punishment was for or whatever. But I thought this would now be they're 3-5-1. They can't get right. Now that CeeDee Lamb's back, he's not getting his targets, and now he's starting to get pissed off. This is usually when the meltdown happens, right? Where you get what's happening with A.J. Brown in Philadelphia, and he starts malcontenting, starts pulling everybody down with him, et cetera. Hasn't happened. We're still in honeymoon George Pickens phase. And my God, is that guy a talent. Just not necessarily the biggest, fastest, or strongest, but there's a body control element that he's got where he's quicker than you think, and he's got a lean, and he's able to change direction so well, so fluid with his feet, great hands. Guy looks unbelievable. I mean, he was awesome last night. Awesome.
Big reason why Dak's having the season he's having right now. But Prescott, Mahomes, Darnold, and Goff were the four quarterbacks that you played going into this game. And I think Tua was a level down from all of them. Dak, top 10 level. Mahomes, obviously one of the greatest ever. Darnold's been playing at a top 10 level in the league. Goff's been a top 5 to 7 guy statistically for a few years going and just dissected them. And then you go down to the Tua tier of kind of top 20, top 22, something like that, depending on the week. It's the number 16 offense. It's the number 20 passing offense. And they are more forgiving of your mistakes. They're going to miss the red zone walk-in touchdown like they did. They're going to have a delay of game before a 4th-and-1 where they make life a little easier on you. But I still want to give Washington its flowers because of how they tackled, because of how they got after the quarterback, because they covered better, you know, because their D-tackle showed up the way they did. This was Javon Kinlaw's best game, certainly since September and maybe all season long. I thought Eddie Goldman was more noticeable and impactful than he had been probably all season at D-tackle. Without Deron Payne, those guys took the game over, certainly on the goal line.
Yeah.
Is that because the Dolphins' offensive line is bad, or is it because they just played that well? I think that's a fair question. I want to hit the phones on this at 800-636-1067. Paul's in Centerville on Grant and Danny. You tell us, Paul, what'd you think? The better defensive performance. Is it a Dan Quinn shift? Play calling shift, or was it more about who they were playing?
Yep. No, I think it was a positive shift all around. So big picture, one of you guys mentioned bend, don't break, and I think that's totally what they went in thinking. They played those zone coverages, three deep, sometimes four deep. You keep the play in front of you. You don't give up the big play. And then when the field gets short, that's when you take your stand. So they actually appeared to have a coherent defensive game plan, and they executed it, which, like, we never saw under Witt. We didn't know really what the game plan was, and the execution was just a circus. We saw a blitz from the slot. Jonathan Jones came in, I think, on a slot blitz. He got to the quarterback. I'd never seen Witt call that before, right? Now there's still vulnerabilities running at the edges, the outside run. But, guys, that's a personnel issue. Quinn cannot scheme around that. We're so thin and weak out on the edge, and Bobby Wagner just can't move laterally. So when you don't have DEs to set the edge, when your middle linebacker can't go sideline to sideline, you're going to be vulnerable. But I thought it was great. They looked like they had a plan. They executed it. So well done.
Absolutely. And, Paul, it's a good phone call.
Thanks, buddy.
This is what a lot of us have been asking for throughout. Nobody's expecting perfection from a flawed defensive design to begin with. The ceiling was 12 to 15 ranked defense in the league if everything went well. Then you have a bunch of injuries, and reasonably, you know, being in that 20 to 23 range at the end of the season is probably, you know, an okay thing to expect. It just can't be as bad as it was. It can't be as easy for the opposing offense as it was, where you watch the game back and you go, what are they good at? I mean, it was really, really just a shameful performance one after another. And this is all anyone was asking for. You're going to have flaws. You're not going to be able to stop runs on the outside right now. But compete. Be physical. Get some stops. Make a team punt every now and then. They still didn't get takeaways, but be in the area to get your hands on the ball occasionally. And all of those things happen. I think he makes a really good point about them feeling like they had an identity where everything was going to be in front of them in the back end.
Yeah, because I think the days of disruption where maybe they thought they'd be able to are gone. No Dorrance Armstrong, no Dietrich Wise, no, you know, anybody. No,
that's where you need those timely pressures like they got on third down with Martin, Miller, and the Jonathan Jones blitz that he just mentioned from the slot. They had not run one of those all year.
And it was good to see. Again, just try to be creative there. But the idea that you can dictate to the offense, I think, is over. Right? I think they've gotten rid of that idea. And so lean into what you are. And here's what you are. You can bend but not break. Try that. I mean, you're not going to turn people over. You're not good at getting home when you send extra. You're vulnerable in coverage. You know that. So you just sort of say, you know what? The middle of the field, that's yours. Enjoy it. From 20 to 20, Godspeed. Explore the space and have fun. And I think that's probably a decent idea at this point, hoping that your offense can return serve and control possession. I think that they're one of their best time of possession games in this one, right, against Miami. You hope maybe that that's the new formula for you, that your defense doesn't have to be on the field as long.
So this is something that we have been suggesting for weeks on this show. I know I've brought it up a lot, which is the best path forward to help your defense out is going to be in the way of your offense just staying on the field. And that takes converting third downs, which they did,
mm-hmm.
6 of 13. That takes being able to run the ball and be ahead of the sticks because of the early down runs that they call, which they did. Chris Rodriguez averaged 5 per carry and, you know, did a nice job. And so because you're in second and manageable and then third and medium, you convert more about 50% of the time on third down. You win time of possession. They outsnapped Miami 33-19 in the first half. Well, when the opponent only runs 19 plays in a half of football,
yeah.
And Tua, I think, had thrown 7 passes in the first half. That's it. He was like 6 of 7. But if you throw 7 passes and you've run 19 plays after 30 minutes, how much damage are you really doing? I mean, even if you were cooking,
yeah,
that's 6 yards a play. Do the quick math. You know, you look at EPA or points per drive that elite teams average, you're going to be, if everything's going well, in the 9 to 12 point range probably. They happen to be right around 6, I think it was, at halftime. So that was a big, big part of this, was their offense made life easier on their defense by keeping them off the field. Their second best time of possession game, and the least they were on the field in all but one game this year. Let's go to Don in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. Did you think Quinn taking over defensive play calling duties made a significant difference?
I mean, I don't know about significance, but I think it made a difference because he's always been a pretty aggressive play caller. And as a leader, and he's proven, in my opinion, to be a very good leader, he's allowing Witt to make calls. He's not there to override him every time he makes something he doesn't agree with. And so I just think he was more aggressive all around. I mean, you just said it. He plays we hadn't seen called at all were being run on Sunday. So, yeah, I do think it made a difference. And he was a little bit more aggressive, 100%.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. It's interesting because we think of aggressive as setting the house, you know, like blitz 5, blitz 6, blitz 7 guys, and you know, damn the torpedoes. They were picking their spots, certainly. Again, we're going to remember the corner blitz because it got home, and it was very, you know, 2006 Greg Williams-esque. But in general, I didn't feel like they were as aggressive. Maybe I'm wrong. It felt to me like they went, okay, listen, we can't play the way we wanted to play, to borrow from Joe, it is not for everybody, but the way we wanted to do things, we probably can't do. This was an adjustment, and that's kind of what I've been begging for on all fronts during this horrendous streak that took him out of any kind of ability to have a meaningful season. It was do something different. This felt, we are not going to give up the 30-yard play over the top. We're not going to give it up. We might give up guys catch and run. We might get gashed a couple times for some chunk plays, but it's not going to be the home run ball. They just said, we're eliminating that. And that's what it felt to me, which I guess we'd refer to it as passive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.